在我们的生活当中，我们或多或少都在追求一些完美。
In our daily lives, quite often we will be pursuing perfection.
可能是不同样的东西，或者不同的层面、不同的层次。
It might involve different things, or it might be at different level.
因为追求完美啊，这成为一个让我们努力的一个推动力。
Because we seek perfection, so that becomes a motivation for us.
所以在生活当中能够追求完美啊，这是一个好事。
So it is a good thing for us to seek perfection in our daily life.
但是是不是每一件事情都需要完美呢？
But does it mean that we need to look for perfection in everything we do?
其实有些事情并不真的那么需要是十全十美。
But actually, there are some things that not need to be done perfectly.
如果你是一个什么事情都要十全十美的人，
If you're a perfectionist,
那么你会发现，你会生活得很辛苦。
Then you'll find that it's very difficult for you to live.
你会觉得在生活当中，你有很多的挫折。
You'll find that you encounter many setbacks in your daily lives.
你会渐渐发现，不但你活得很辛苦，在你周遭的人也跟你一样活得很辛苦。
You'll find not only you find life difficult, the people around you also would find it difficult.
所以有一些事情如果不需要完美的话，我们就放了它，不需要一定要完美。
So for things that does not need to be done perfectly, then we should just let it go and do not need to put in so much effort.
那如果有一些事情它是需要完美，那么我们一定要尽我们的努力，让它达到最好。
But for things that require perfection, then we must put in all our efforts to make sure that it is the best that we could do.
那我们对所谓的完美，大概有不太一样的定义。
And I think for everyone has a different definition for the word perfect.
但是我想可能这其中大部分会包括两件事情。
But I think for most people, there will be two aspects involved.
就是我们的题目是准时又准确。
So that is what's in our topic, on time and on target.
一个完美的事情，它常常包括了这两个项目，准时又准确。
Anything that is perfect usually involves these two aspects, on time and on target.
比如说我们从圣经里头看到一些我们觉得是完美的事情。
For example, there are a few incidents in the Bible we felt that things were done perfectly.
那通常里头都包括了这个准时又准确。
And usually we can see these two elements on time and on target.
请看以斯帖记第六章。
Please turn to Esther.
以斯帖记第六章，在耶伯记的前面。以斯帖记第六章第一节。
Esther chapter 6 verse 1。
那夜王睡不着觉，就吩咐人起历史来念给他听。请念。
Verse 1, that night the king could not sleep, so he ordered a book of the Chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought in and read to him.
这有地位的人常常睡不着，常常会睡不着觉，这是很自然的。
It's quite often for people with status to have insomnia.
这个波斯王他在那一个晚上他睡不着觉。
And at that night, the king of Persia could not fall asleep.
既然他是一个王，睡不着觉他可以有很多的事情可以做。
And since he was a king, and when he couldn't sleep, he had many things that he could do.
或许他可以找很会唱歌的人来唱唱歌给他听。
Maybe he can find people who sings very well to sing for him.
或许他可以请人来弹弹催眠曲给他听。
Or he can order some people to sing him to sleep.
但是他却叫人拿历史书来念给他听。
But rather, he ordered someone to bring the book of the Chronicles.
第二节。正意见书上写着说，王的太监中有两个守门的辟探和提列，想要下手害亚哈水鲁王。莫迪改将这事告诉王后。
Verse 2, it was found recorded there that Mordecai has exposed Bigthana and Sthera, two of king's officers who guarded the doorway, who had conspired to assassinate King Xerxes.
这个历史书应该是。很多册
and this book of the Chronicles should have many chapters to it.
Many books.
Many books to it.
那每一本可能都很厚。
And each book should be very thick.
但是这么巧的就翻到这一页。
But coincidentally, they came to this chapter, this page.
写到莫迪改救王的事情。
And it recorded about how Mordecai has saved the king.
第三节。
Verse 3.
王说莫迪改行了这事是他什么吗？是他什么什么尊荣爵位没有？事后王的臣仆回答说没有，是他什么？
Verse 3. What honor and recognition has Mordecai received for this? The king asked. Nothing has been done for him, his attendants answered.
国王马上的反应就是这个人救了我的命，有没有赏赐他什么？
And the immediate reaction of the king was, this person saved my life, what have I given him?
那非常的奇怪，这么大的事情竟然这一个莫迪改当时没有得到任何的赏赐。
And it was quite strange because this is such a huge event, but Mordecai at that time did not receive any recognition or honor.
所以这么多这么奇怪的事情发生在一起，就不是偶然。
So many strange events happening one after another, so this did not happen coincidentally.
如果你是莫迪改啊，当时你也会觉得很委屈。
If you were Mordecai at that time, you will feel that you did not get what you deserve.
我立了这么大的功劳，这个王竟然没有什么赏赐。
I have achieved such great merit, but the king did not give me anything in return.
还有什么可以换生命？
What can be given in exchange of life?
我救了王的命，王竟然没有报答我。
I saved the king's life, but the king did not give me anything in return.
纵然国王他生活在忙碌，这么大的事情他不应该忽略的。
No matter how busy the king is, he should have not neglected such a huge event.
但是事实就是这样子。
But this was the fact. This is what happened.
在这个时候，王才发现有莫迪改这一号人物。
It was at that moment the king realized there was someone named Mordecai.
他是犹太人。
And he was a Jew.
在这个时候，王发现犹太人当中有一个人救了他的生命。
At that moment the king realized that among the Jews there was one man who saved his life.
这个事情这样发生是准时又准确。
So whenThis event happened at this moment. It was right on time and right on target.
这是神的作为。
This is the work of God.
神的作为总是准时又准确。
The work of God is always on time and on target.
请看《使徒行传》第九章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 19, chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章第五节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 5.
他说主啊你是谁？主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Verse 5, who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting, he replied.
当主这个扫罗蒙主显召他的时候，他经历了一个很特别的经历。
When Saul was called by the Lord, he had a very unique experience.
他第一个反应就是说主啊你是谁。
His first reaction was, who are you, Lord?
在我们的生活当中我们周遭有许许多多的人。
In our daily lives, we are surrounded by many people.
我们很多的时候需要我们周遭的人帮我们忙。
And many times, we will require help from these people.
我们没有办法靠自己而来成功。
We cannot rely on ourselves to be successful.
所以我们周遭的人对我们很重要。
So the people around us are very important to us.
但是你也不要忘了问一下你是谁。
But we shouldn't forget to ask who they are.
扫罗从此开始他就用他的一生来查考来认识这位主耶稣是谁。
From that point on, Saul spent his entire life to study and to understand who this Lord Jesus is.
结果他发现主耶稣就是又准时又准确。
And he realized that Lord Jesus was always on time and on target.
他大大的惊讶，大大的称颂神。
And he was surprised and amazed, so he praised God greatly.
他说这是这个太奇妙了。
He thought this is very miraculous.
这是超出他的智慧，他的能力。
And the work of God was beyond his understanding and his wisdom and ability.
他完完全全的臣服在神的面前。
He submitted himself fully in front of God.
请看加拉太书第四章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章第四节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 4.
第四节，极至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。第五节。
Verse 5.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫他们得着儿子的名分。请念。
Verse 4, but when the time has fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law. Verse 5, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
保罗发现世界上最完美的一件事情就是主耶稣的降生。
Paul realized that the most perfect thing that had occurred on earth was the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的降生是一件又准时又准确的事情。
The birth of Christ was an event that was on time and on target.
从主耶稣的降生，也让我们再一次的来看到这一位神，他完全的智慧，他完全的爱。
From the birth of Lord Jesus, we can again see the complete wisdom and love of this God.
主耶稣的降生是非常的重要的。
The Lord's birth was very important.
因为这是一件完美的事情。
Because it was done perfectly.
我们甚至说是世界上最完美的事。
We can even say it was the most perfect event in the entire world.
虽然这么重要，但是我们不用去考究它到底哪一天生。
Even though it is such an important event, we do not need to find out exactly which day he was born.
圣经既然没有要我们庆祝主耶稣的降生，我们也不用定个日子来庆祝。
Because the Bible did not tell us to celebrate Jesus' birth, so we do not need to set a day especially to celebrate that.
虽然我们照着圣经不庆祝圣诞节，但是我们也不用忽略了主耶稣降生的重要。
Even though we are doing things according to the Bible, so we do not celebrate Christmas, but we should not neglect the importance of Lord Jesus' birth.
从主耶稣的降生，让我们看到这位独一的真神。他总是准时、及时的又准确的。
From Lord Jesus' birth, we can see how this one and only true God is always on time and on target.
主耶稣的降生是在时候满足了，他降生。
Lord Jesus was born when the time had fully come.
我们常常就是在生活当中很难去等这个所谓时候满足了。
Very often in our lives, we cannot wait until when the time had fully come.
我们看事情的进行没有照着我们的计划，我们就很容易失去了耐心。
When we see the progression of events is not according to our plan, then we will lose our patience.
请看撒母耳记上十三章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 13.
撒母耳记上十三章第八节。
1 Samuel chapter 13 verse 8.
扫罗照撒母耳所定的日期等了七日，撒母耳还没有来到基甲，百姓也离开扫罗散去了。
Verse 8, he waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter.
这里说到扫罗跟撒母耳有一个约定。
Here it records that Saul and Samuel had an arrangement.
这个约定非常的重要。
And this was a very important arrangement.
这个约定跟他们国家的前途有关系。
Because this arrangement pertains to the future of their nation.
结果扫罗发现撒母耳好像没有照着计划这样在，没有照着计划来到。
But it seemed to Saul that Samuel did not arrive according to plan.
第九节。
Verse 9.
扫罗说把欢祭和平安祭带到我这里来，扫罗就献上欢祭。
Verse 9. So he said, bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offering, and Saul offered up the burnt offering.
结果扫罗他就失去了耐心。
And so here we can see Saul lost his patience.
他做了一件对的事情，但是不该他做的。
He did the right thing, but it was not something he should have done himself.
虽然这个动作，这件事情是对的。
Even though the action, the offering the burnt offering was the right thing to do.
但是不是国王来做，这应该是祭司来做。
But this action should have not be done by the king, it should be done by the priests.
因为这是神给他们的规定。
Because this is a rule set by God.
虽然做对的事情，但是神却不喜悦。
Even though he was doing the right thing, but it was not pleasing in God's eyes.
因为扫罗心里很着急。
Because Saul lost his patience.
他是国王，他希望得到神的帮助，能够打胜仗。
He was anxious because he was the king, and he was hoping that God would help him to gain victory on the battlefield.
所以本来应该是一件美的事情。
So originally, it was supposed to be a wonderful event.
但是没有等到时候满足，就变得有瑕疵，不完美。
But he had not waited until God's time, so it was flawed and it was imperfect.
在祷告的生活里头，我们也常常有这样的问题。
And in our life of prayers, we often encounter the same problem.
我们觉得说我们的祷告神怎么没有回答。
We often think, how come God never answered our prayers?
当你有这种感觉的时候，不晓得你的反应是怎样。
When you feel that way, I don't know what your reaction will be.
有时候我发现啊，我们把神啊，把我们的祷告看成好像是在那个换卖机买东西一样。
I think a lot of times when we pray, we treat it like we are buying things from the vending machine.
你或者你看过别人有这样的经验。
Or maybe you have seen others who had experienced similar experience.
投了四个硬币进去。
And you put in 4 coins.
应该是按了一个按钮，会跑出一罐汽水来。
Supposedly, if you press a button after that, then you will have a can of pop that comes out.
结果你按了按钮，汽水没有跑出来。
But when you press the button, your soft drink did not come out of the vending machine.
你会怎么？你的反应是怎样
？What would your reaction be？
你一定是敲敲那一个机器。
You would probably shake the machine around。
还没有掉出来。
And it still doesn't come out。
你甚至可能脚就踢它一脚。
You might kick the machine。
如果旁边有那个如果是在店里头你一定会去要说退我四个硬币。
And if this happened in a store, you'll probably go to the cashier and ask for a refund.
因为你投四个硬币，它就是应该跑出一罐汽水来。
Because you have put in 4 coins, so you're supposed to get a can of soft drink.
有时候我们的对神的祷告也像是在这个换卖机买汽水一样。
So quite often when we pray to God, it's likened to buying drinks at the vending machine.
我们的祷告神没有，好像没有回应。
It seems like God did not answer our prayers.
我们就有怀疑。
Then we start to doubt.
我们不敢怀疑神。
We will not doubt God.
我们在怀疑说我的祷告是不是不合乎神的旨意。
Then we start to doubt whether our prayers is according to God's will.
我们就用这样的理由就不再认真祷告。
So we use this as an example to not pray earnestly.
大概我的祷告不合神的旨意，神不愿意成全。
And we thought maybe God would not fulfill my request because my prayers are not according to God's will.
我们总是把神的旨意定得好像神圣不可知。
We very often see God's will as so holy that we cannot understand at all.
其实内心里头我们常常用这样来做借口。
But very often we just use this as an excuse for ourselves.
有时候我们觉得说为什么困难还仍然存在。
Very often we would wonder why we are still in times of difficulties.
其实我们的神他总是准时的。
Actually, our God is a God who is always on time.
请看创世纪41章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪41章41节。
Genesis chapter 41, verse 41.
四十一节，法老又对约瑟说：“我派你治理埃及全地。”
Verse 41, so Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt."
这是约瑟长久以来他没有想过会有的结果。
This is a situation that Joseph had never thought he would come to.
哦，如果不是时候满足了，这件事情不会这样发生。
If it wasn't because the time had fully come, this would not happen.
在约瑟的一些遭遇里头啊，他是不愿意的。
In the events that Joseph had encountered in the past, there are many of them that Joseph did not wish to encounter.
请看创世纪四十二章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 42.
四十二章二十一节。
Chapter 42, verse 21.
他们彼此说，我们在兄弟身上实在有罪，他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里的愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。
Verse 21, they said to one another, surely we are being punished because of our brother. We saw how distressed he was when he pleaded with us for his life, but we would not listen. That's why this distress has come upon us.
约瑟的哥哥们他们在回忆当初陷害出卖约瑟的情景。
Joseph's brothers were remembering the time when they framed Joseph and sold him.
他们不顾着约瑟在那边苦苦地哀求他们。
He ignored how Joseph was there pleading with them for his life.
当时约瑟他不愿意被哥哥们这样来陷害出卖。
At that time, Joseph was not willing to be sold.
他是苦苦地哀求哥哥们不要这样子做。
So he pledged that his brother would not do this to him.
结果他神并没有救他。
But God did not save him.
他是一个敬畏神的一个少年。
He was a young man who revered God.
在这个最重要的时刻，神是应该显出神迹来保护他。
But at that critical moment, God should have shown a miracle to protect him.
看起来在那个时刻，他最需要神迹。
It seemed that at that moment, he really needed that miracle.
但是却没有神迹。
But the miracle did not happen.
有时候在我们的生活当中也会是这样子。
And sometimes in our daily life, we would feel the same way.
我们觉得我最需要神，你给我一点怜悯，但是好像没有。
We felt that's the moment that we needed God most, and we asked Him for a little bit of mercy, but we did not receive any.
如果神真的在那个时候救了约瑟
，If at that moment God saved Joseph,
就可能没有法老王对约瑟说：“你做我的宰相。”
Then later on, Pharaoh would not give Joseph, put Joseph in charge of all things.
所以我们必须承认神是最准时的。
So we must admit that and acknowledge how God is the one who is most on time.
当摩西在旷野的地方经过四十年，牧羊四十年。
When Moses was a shepherd in the wilderness for 40 years.
他应该也是在等待。
He was probably also waiting.
我这么的有才华。
He thought I had so much talent.
我这么的有热心，要来拯救百姓。
And I was so zealous in saving my people.
在这么多人当中，除了我之外，你还可以用谁
？Among all these people, aside from me, who else can you use?
有才能又愿意。
I'm talented and I'm willing.
你现在却给我安排在这个旷野里头。
But you have arranged for me to live in the wilderness.
每天看着蓝天，看着这些羊。
And every day I just stare into the blue sky and the sheep.
我这个英雄没有用武之地。
So I was supposed to be a hero, but there was nothing I could do at that moment.
等了一年，神也没有什么反应。
And he waited for a year, God did not respond to him.
两年、三年都没有反应。
After 2 or 3 years, still no response from God.
谁晓得神让他等了四十年？
Who would have expected that God would wanted him to wait for 40 years?
神让他真正成为一个拯救者。
God had truly shaped him into a person who can save the people.
主耶稣的降生呢，就是神这样一个准时又准确的一件大事情，大的作为。
In the same way, the event of Lord Jesus' birth is also another great work of God that was on time and on target.
但是从人类历史的层面来看呢，似乎我们人久等了。
But from the history of man, it seems that we have waited too long.
从创世纪第三在这个人类 始祖犯罪之后，神就已经预言了。
As recorded in Genesis, right after our ancestor had sinned, God had given the prophecy.
在那时候，神就已经应许啊，这个主耶稣降生的事情。
At that moment, the Lord God has already prophesied and promised about the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
以后经过了旧约的这一些啊，这一些很多的时代。
And then many generations have passed in the Old Testament.
又经过了这个两约之间的这个四百年。
And also the 400 years that is not recorded between Old Testament and New Testament.
但是就像保罗所说的，时候满足了。
But just as Paul had said, when the time had fully come,
神所应许的必定成全。
Whatever God promised would be fulfilled.
是准时又准确的。
And it would be fulfilled right on time and on target.
是要挡也挡不住的。
Even anyone tried to stop it, it would not be stoppable.
每一件事情就是那么的准确。
And everything would happen at the exact moment.
加百列向玛利亚显现。
When Gabriel appeared to Mary.
当玛利亚要生产之前，这个罗马皇帝突然有一个命令。
And right before Mary was about to give birth, and the king of Rome issued a decree.
就是每一个人要回到他的故乡去，他们做户口的补查。
And he wanted to take census, so everyone must return to their hometown.
当约瑟带着玛利亚要回到伯利这个。拿撒勒 的这个路上
，and on their way back to Nazareth，
他们在啊不回到这个伯利恒哈
，to Bethlehem，
在这个礼殿里头啊，又遇到这个礼殿客满
，and Joseph and Mary went to staying the hotel， but it was full。
那有野地的牧羊人，他们看见天使。
And then the wilderness, the shepherds saw angels.
有东方的博士啊，他们看见一颗星。
And the wise men from the east saw this star.
这一切挡都挡不住。
All these events happened in a way that was not stoppable.
撒旦也千方百计的要来阻挡主耶稣的啊成全救恩的事情。
And Satan had resorted to all sorts of methods trying to stop Lord Jesus from being born.
但是一切事情就是那么的准确。
But all events happened right on time and on target.
圣经告诉我们主耶稣要再来。
The Bible tells us the Lord Jesus will come again.
这一件事情也是要那么的准时，那么的准确。
And his second coming will again be on time and on target.
是的，在我们周遭有许许多多的事情在发生。
It's indeed true that around us so many events are happening.
我们只要确信主耶稣要再来。
But as long as we are sure about the second coming of Christ,
我们不需要对周遭所发生的这些事情而来过分的热切或者有偏差的行为。
Then we should not pay too much attention to the events that's happening around us, or we should not go astray.
因为这所很多所发生的事情，其实只是一个小片面而已。
Because the things and the events that's happening in this world is just a cross section of history.
它并不代表着全部。
It does not represent the whole picture.
所以我们不用去过分的热切，也不用去怀疑主耶稣的再来。
So we should not put in too much attention into these events, and we should not doubt the second coming of the Lord.
是要 attention， 但是不是那种过分的哈、过分的热切哈、
And we should pay attention to it, but not overly zealous in these events.
神在我们每一个人的身上，他的作为也是准时又准确。
And on every one of us, God's work for us is also on time and on target.
尤其我们成为神的儿女。
Especially that we are children of God.
你所遭遇到的一些事情，很多的时候它不是偶然的。
And all the things that you encounter, most often they do not happen coincidentally.
这位独一的真神，他真的是很准确的。
Because this one and only true God is truly on time and on target.
我们再把加拉太书四章第四节念一次。
Let's again turn to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4.
即至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
Verse 4, but when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law.
主耶稣来到世界上，他从婴孩 来开始。
Lord Jesus came to the world and started as an infant.
这有一个给我们一个很好的联想。
And this gave us a good thought.
婴孩通常来讲就是最软弱、最无助、最脆弱的。
Because generally speaking, infants are the most weak, most fragile, and most helpless.
我们看到很多的动物刚生出来没多久，它们就很能够独立了。
We can see that many animals, right after they're born, they could become independent very shortly after.
我们看我们人类出生之后要多久才能够独立？
But we look at human beings, how long does it take for us to become independent after we are born?
在这一个成长成为独立的这个过程当中，是充满着很多的软弱，很多的这种无助。
And the process of growing and becoming independent is full of weaknesses and helplessness.
主耶稣卑微的成为人，而且降生在马槽。
Lord Jesus humbled himself to be born in the image of a man, and he was born in a manger.
他为什么要经历这些过程？
Why did he have to experience all these?
他要告诉我们，我们在哪里，他要在那里来遇见我们，被我们遇见。
Because he wanted to tell us wherever we are, he will be right there to see us.
他是最尊贵的那一位独一真神。
Because he was the most noble, the one and only true God.
你想想看，你今天生活已经不错了，但是你的总理、你的总统会不会来看你？
And if you think about this, even though your life is quite okay right now, would the president of your country come and visit you?
那你要去见他，谈何容易？
And it would be so difficult for you to try to make an appointment to see him.
但是今天无论你在什么情况之下，主耶稣遇见你。
But today, no matter what circumstances you're in, the Lord will see you.
纵然没有人理你，主耶稣遇见你。
Even though no one will pay attention to you, at one moment, the Lord Jesus will be there to see you.
纵然你是在最沮丧当中，主耶稣遇见你。
Even if you're in depression, Lord Jesus will still be there to be seen by you.
甚至你要放弃自己了，主耶稣还是遇见你。
Even at the point when you want to give up on yourself, the Lord still will see you.
请看创世纪二十一章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 21.
创世纪二十一章十七节。
Genesis chapter 21 verse 17.
神听见童子的声音，神的使者从天上呼叫夏甲说：夏甲，你为何这样呢？不要害怕，神已经听见童子的声音了。
Verse 17, God heard a boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, What is the matter, Hagar? Don't be afraid, do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there.
有的翻译本说：夏甲，你为什么充满苦情？
And in some translation, it says, "Why are you filled with bitterness?"
夏甲，他觉得说他跟他的儿子会没生命了。
Because Hagar thought that her boy and her would lose their lives.
他觉得他绝望了。
And she thought that she is hopeless.
在这种最绝望当中，神让他遇见。
But at this time, when she felt most hopeless, God appeared to her.
我们最近有一位姐妹来受洗，就是 Sarah 的妹妹Layla.
And recently, we had a newly baptized sister, who's our sister Sarah Lee's sister Layla.
今天早上她在这边跟学生联会的学员做分享。
And this morning, she did some sharing to the students attending SSC.
我想她很可以体验到主耶稣真的是又准时又准确。
I think for her, she could truly experience how the Lord Jesus is right on time and on target.
她在人生觉得很沮丧、绝望，甚至不想活的情形之下，主耶稣遇见她。
When she felt life was most hopeless and she was depressed and even to the point that she wanted to end her life, that was when Lord Jesus saw her.
她说她真的在那个时候她真的想死。
She said at that point she really wanted to die.
当早上醒来，她还活着，她还生气。
And if she wakes up in the morning and finds that she's still alive, she will be angry.
但是在这样的情形之下，主耶稣还是遇见她，让她遇见。
But when she was in that circumstances, the Lord Jesus showed himself to her, and so she could find him.
主耶稣要很准时、很准确的来改变我们每一个人。
Lord Jesus always wants to be on time and on target to transform every one of us.
从你是到你可以是。
From who?
从 you are to you can be.
From you are to you can be.
我们本来是罪人。
Originally, we're all sinners.
因为主耶稣，我们可以成为神的儿女。
Because of Lord Jesus Christ, we become children of God.
加拉太书第四章第六节。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 4, verse 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫他们得着儿子的名分。
Verse 5, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
在律法之下，意思就是在神面前呢，我们都是罪人。
Under law, it means that in front of God, we're all sinners.
那现在借着主耶稣把我们救赎出来。
And now through Lord Jesus Christ, we are redeemed.
有的翻译本用 adoption, 就被领养了，就得着那个儿子的身份。
And in some translation, it says adoption, so we are adopted and gain sonship.
这个字非常的好，我们被领养了，成为儿子。
I think this word is used very suitably that we are adopted into sonship.
再看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Verse 6, because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father.
主耶稣又赐给我们圣灵来证明我们，来帮助我们。
And furthermore, Lord Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to help us.
他要更进一步的让我们成为我们必须成为的样子。
He wants to take it one step further so that we can become who we should have become.
有神的形象
so that we have the image of God.
今天早上的见证里头，这个雷拉姐妹她也一直很感动，说她能够今天成为这个样子，真的是很奇妙，很神奇。
And in this morning's testimony, Sister Lila was very thankful. She thought it was very miraculous that she can become who she is today.
有的人的过程是很短的。
For some people, this process takes a very short time.
有的人可能要一段时间。
But for some others, it might take a longer period.
但是我们相信神是准时又准确。
But we believe that God is on time and on target.
我们一定能够成为我们必须成为的样子。
We will be able to become who we should become.
神的准时准确跟我们的想要常常会有一个差距。
God's on time and on target, and the time we would like to change would be different.
因为神所要成就的是更大永远的荣耀。
Because what God wants to fulfill is a greater glory that is eternal.
我们再回到约瑟的故事。
Now let's turn back to the story of Joseph.
约瑟为九正解梦。
And Joseph deciphered a dream for the cupbearer.
真的实现了。
And it was fulfilled.
约瑟再三的交代，你不要忘了我。
And Joseph told him again and again not to forget him.
你必须要在王的面前为我说话，让我不要继续在监牢里头。
And he told the cupbearer to speak for him in front of the king so that he would not remain in the jail forever.
虽然在监牢里头，神还是跟约瑟同在。
Even though he was imprisoned, God was still with Joseph.
这个典狱长将所有的事情都交代给约瑟，恩待约瑟。
And so when the captain of jailers put him in charge of everything.
但是约瑟再怎么讲，监牢还 还是不要带再去监牢比较好。
But of course, for Joseph, no matter what, he still prefer not to remain in the prison.
但是这个九正出去之后，竟然没有为约瑟来说话。
But after the cupbearer was released from the prison, he did not speak for Joseph.
一直等到法老王做了梦，这个九正才讲话。
Not until Pharaoh had dreams and the cupbearer started to remember Joseph.
也因为这样才成就了一个这个更大的荣耀。
And because of this, a greater glory was accomplished.
神要引领我们，不是只专注在我们的需要，而是更重要的永恒。
God does not guide us according just to our needs, but also according to a greater glory that is eternal.
我们常常的要求又超过了需要，是我们想要。
And very often our request goes beyond our needs, and that is based on what we want.
所以我们必须要明白，必须要承认，神的事情不是我们人常常可以去参透的。
And we must recognize and acknowledge how God's work is often not understandable by man.
所以我们求神帮助我们过着一个敬畏神、顺服神的生活。
So we should ask God to help us live a godly life.
我们一年要结束了，新的一年要来。
And this is towards the end of the year, and the new year is coming.
在这短暂的时间里头，我们来做个决定。
And in this short time, let's make a resolution.
我们接受耶稣基督为我们的救主。
We accept Lord Jesus as our Savior.
我们已经信主的人，我们继续邀请耶稣来参与我们生活的每一项活动。
Those who are already believers of Lord Jesus Christ, we invite the Lord to be involved in every activity we do.
在这短暂的时间里头，我们所做的决定就要影响到对我们的生命来讲是很重要的。
And in this short time, we should make a decision that will be very important to the rest of our lives.
这一位准时又准确的独一真神，他能够改变你的生活，改变你的生命。
And the one and only true God who is on time and on target can transform our lives, change our lives.
跟你的 lifestyle.
And your lifestyle.
所以借着他的帮助，我们才能够成为我们必须成为的样子。
So through his help, only through his help, we can become who we should become.